One lesson learned from last year's avian influenza situation that could apply to the future?
We need to be able to respond faster and with more people.
Kevin Shea runs the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. In an appearance before the Ag Subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee, he said the agency's asking for an increase in the FY 2017 budget.
To add as many as 80 first responders. If we could have had more trained veterinarians and animal health technicians on the ground faster, I think we would have had a better outcome or a quicker outcome.
Also, the lack of enough people caused confusion for producers.
By not really being fully staffed with emergency responders, we had to rely probably more than we would have liked on contractors, which led to some inconsistency in message from farm to farm about what they should do.
Shea also said there needs to be more done to beef up biosecurity in U.S. poultry operations. That's the key, he said, to reducing the losses caused by diseases like high-path avian influenza. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.